This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Today we're going to talk about the great equation. It has nothing to do with equations you're used to in mathematics. But I'm going to share with you in a few minutes what I feel is the greatest equation, mathematical equation of life. Because everything in your marriage, everything in your family, everything in this church hinges on believing and following this equation that I'm going to share in a few minutes. I'm going to read the first 7 verses, 1 Corinthians 13. Paul is speaking to this church at a wild city called Corinth, and he says this: "If I speak in the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I am only a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal. If I have the gift of prophecy and can fathom all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have a faith that can move mountains but have not love, I am nothing. If I give all I possess to the poor and surrender my body to the flames," get this, people actually back in this day would volunteer to be burned at the stake for the cause of Christ. They wanted to die as a martyr. And Paul said, "I can surrender my body to the fire, to the flames, but if I have not love, I gain nothing." Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It is not rude. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always, always perseveres. When the Apostle Paul wrote these words to the church at Corinth, I want to tell you what he did not have in mind. He did not have in mind that someday these would be on a plaque you could buy at a restaurant called Cracker Barrel. That was not in his thinking at all. When he wrote that, he didn't think, now people will use this years, thousands of years from now, hundreds of years from now, to read at weddings. He had none of that in mind. He didn't have an idea that it would go on somebody's refrigerator as a nice sentimental thought. He wrote these words, listen carefully because this is so important. He wrote it to a church that had anything but love in that church. If you read the first 8 chapters with me as we preached through it, this was a church that had pride. People were full of pride in this church. Pride of what? Their knowledge. Proud of their intellect, their status in life. They were divided into camps. We're told that they were divided. The church was divided at least into 4 groups, if not more. Paul said they were argumentative. They fought with one another. They were jealous. They were envious. They tolerated immorality in the church. The list goes on and on. 10 different things that Paul has to deal with. He wrote this chapter called 1 Corinthians 13 for this reason, because people weren't loving one another in the church at Corinth. They didn't know what love was like at the church at Corinth. And here's what I want to share with you. There are homes that are lacking love in this room, represented in this room today. There are families, there are marriages that are lacking that. So therefore, what I want to do is bring up the great equation of life. If you write down nothing about this sermon, I'd like for you to write this down, put it in your wallet, put it somewhere. Let's bring up the great equation. Here it is. Anything minus love equals zero. Anything in my life minus love equals zero. Now, that may be an oversimplification. It may be you say, well, life isn't that simple. I know it's not that simple, but it's that important, that statement. Anything minus love equals zero. That's true in a marriage. That's true in a family. It's true in a church.
Well, my friend, do you believe that to be true, that that's the great equation of life, that anything minus love equals zero? We'll continue this message tomorrow on Cross Hope. That's crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.